Mr. President, as a manifestation of the growing cooperation between Poland and the United States in keeping with the interests of our two nations, and likewise as a contribution.
We are hearing the translation of the remarks by the mayor of Krakow.
Nations of the world. Many historical records of friendship and cooperation between the people of Poland and the United States are linked with the city of Krakow. This was the place of service of Tadeusz Kościuszko, the national hero of Poland, who later fought for the independence of the United States, becoming its national hero. Many of our countrymen have emigrated from the Krakow region. Nowadays, they and their descendants are good citizens of the United States, maintaining emotional ties with their old country. They can be proud of the growth of modern Poland. Today, they represent an important factor bringing our two nations closer together.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. First Secretary, and your distinguished colleagues in government, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great experience and a wonderful opportunity for me to be in Krakow. And I thank you very, very much for the warm, warm welcome. And may I express my appreciation also for some of my good countrymen who are here, such as friends from home and elsewhere. But after the wonderful warmth of the reception that you have given me, I know why millions and millions of Americans of Polish extraction are so very proud of their heritage from this great country. This ancient square is surely one of the most beautiful in the world. It is filled with some of the finest creations of Polish architecture and artists, and with the memory of so many great moments in Polish history. Americans honor, of course, General Kościuszko as hero of America's war for independence and America's war for liberty. I am standing only a very few feet from the plaque marking where he stood and took his famous oath to fight to regain the independence of Poland and the freedom of all Poles. I am proud, very, very proud to be with you here at this place, so rich in Polish history and so closely associated with a Polish hero of our struggle for independence. I have come to Krakow to see both the monuments of your great past and your modern achievements. And I congratulate you for your creativity. I know also that you have a great university in your wonderful city. And I am delighted to see some of my friends from home here benefiting from the opportunities in this great university. In this city, the ties of friendship and kinship are strong between our two countries. We welcome the rapid increase in trade between our two nations and the growing number of travelers in both directions. And we, and I particularly, welcome people from your country to come to America, particularly during our bicentennial, which is our 200th anniversary in the United States. In my first meetings in Washington with First Secretary Gierek, and my meetings with Secretary Gierek here on this occasion, my visit to Poland, We have reviewed with great satisfaction and with great progress and great improvement the better relationships between the United States and Poland. And this improvement, this betterment, has expanded on a year-by-year basis. And I know that it will get better and better in the future. I have unlimited faith in a future that will see our relations continue to improve and to grow. Niech żyje Polska.